bring in our next guest. It is Mark Spector, Sportsnet.ca. I mean, that was the lightest punishment a sucker punch has ever gotten in the NHL, Spec.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. You know what? It is. I mean, I'll tell you what. You'd have a show if Jujhar Khaira dropped his gloves and punched Pettersson in the face a couple times and cut him open.
There was a
$5,000 fine. You guys wouldn't be able to get off the air for people complaining. So I don't need to sit here and complain for Paul Yarvi. I don't know what Roussel. I know what Roussel is doing. If you look at the hit, Paul Yarvi came in hard and he kind of caught Roussel in the head. And Roussel just got frustrated and did something stupid. Tell me this. If he unintentionally high-sticks Puljujärvi with no malice at all and cuts him open like that, he gets at least 4 minutes, right?
Yeah.
But he drops his gloves and punches him in the face a few times, cuts him open, and gets two. So that's an NHL thing that we all probably scratch our heads over a little bit, don't you think?
No, absolutely. And Jujhar is a good old Surrey boy, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, the pitchforks would be out if that happened the other way around.
It would.
Absolutely. And okay, we've been talking a lot about the Canucks and how they gave up that lead, how they ended up losing that last game. But what did that win represent for the Oilers?
Well, a lot of things. Like, you know, it represented, I'll tell you what it represented to the Oilers fans, because you got to remember that the teams are living in the moment. They don't think about history. But Oilers fans have watched the Canucks pull that off, you know, in the old Sedin days. They were always the better team, and they did that to Edmonton all the time. So in the fan base, it was like, holy cow, maybe it's actually turning around here after all these years. For the team, I think that if you would have asked them, you know, do you believe that you could do something like this? They'd have, to the man, said, of course we can. But it's another thing when you do it, right? It's another thing when you're down 3-0, what was it, 13, 14 minutes in, and you pull that off and you win the game 4-3. That's that milepost game, guys, that from now on this season, when they give up a couple early goals, they can go, yeah, well, you know what? We did this before. So that's worth a lot, not just to the Oilers. It's worth a lot to any team.
I think Kenny Holland has done a pretty good job of, you know, restructuring the edges of this roster, Spec, just finding more speed through the lineup. You know, guys like Ennis and even Cahoon, who had a good night the other night. It just feels like a speedier Oilers team, even beyond Connor McDavid. But just in general, 1 through 12 in the forward group, they look speedier than they used to.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. They're, you know, it's kind of funny because when you take over a team that's in cap jail and they had the Lucic contract and, you know, he bought out Sekera and a bunch of stuff. They're like so many teams, they'd spent all their dough. The only thing he had left really money-wise to do was to, you know, sign a bunch of guys on $975,000 contracts, right? So he went out and got, you know, he got some depth players, right? Some guys that make you better, like Cahoon, like Josh Archibald. He's turned into a nice fourth line guy. Gaetan Haas comes from Switzerland. No one's ever heard of this guy. Well, he skates great. He's a good fourth line center. He makes you better, you know? So, like, one thing they've learned here, and maybe you're, you know, probably learning in Vancouver too, is you can have all the high-end talent you want, right? The Oilers have missed the playoffs like, what is it, 14 out of 15 years, and they've had first overalls, they got McDavid, they got Draisaitl, they missed the playoffs for 2 years in a row with McDavid and Draisaitl. Well, they're collecting trophies in Vancouver, or in Vegas, so, you know, you gotta have it all. You can't just have a couple skilled guys, you gotta have a third and fourth line, someone's gotta kill the penalties around here. And that's what Kenny Holland's done. He's really beefed out the lineup with guys, you know, you may not know them as household names, but they do make you a better hockey team.
Yeah, and they've been getting that secondary scoring, which is also scoring from defense. And Darnell Nurse, is he an early Norris candidate for you? He's been having one hell of a year to start off the season.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I guess if you'd asked me if we were going to have this conversation, I'd have said likely not, you know, a month and a half ago. But he's right near the top of scoring. You know, he's got as many points as Quinn Hughes, but he's plus 14. He's been excellent defensively. You know, there's a bit of a storyline here. Here's a team that loses Oscar Klefbom for the whole season. And I get it. Klefbom might not be viewed as the number one defenseman around hockey, but he's the number one defenseman on this team. And, you know, he ran a power play that was the best power play in 40 years last year. And I get it. They got McDavid and Draisaitl, but someone's got to run that thing, and he did it. So, you know, for Nurse to step up the way he stepped up this season, and take on extra minutes. He played back-to-back 30-minute nights the other nights against Calgary. Just think of your team, Vancouver. Before the season starts, if you find out Quinn Hughes isn't playing all year long, what's that do to your defense, right? Well, Edmonton basically lost their best guy, and Nurse has gone a long way of picking up that slack. And Norris Trophy, let's see, right? Let's see. For now, he could be in the conversation. Why not?
Yeah, he's been playing really, really well. And Tyson Barrie has seemed to found a groove here. I mean, we know he's got some flaws in his game, but he seems to be going right now, Spec.
Yeah, you need, he has frankly been the guy that's worked the power play in Klefbom's stead a lot more than Nurse had some time. But, Tyson Barrie is, they've got some skill on the back end. They haven't had it for years. Like, they get production. I don't know. I checked the other day. They had the highest scoring defense in the league. I'm not sure if they still do, but if not, they're right there. And, we always talk about secondary scoring, you guys, right? Like, Pettersson and Horvat can't win every game for you. And as great as McDavid is, he can't win every game for you. And the secondary scoring in Edmonton's, a lot of it's been coming from the blue line here. And that's a revelation. They haven't had a productive blue line here in forever. And Barry's a big part of that. Like, give the guy credit. It was a train wreck for him in Toronto last year. And he signed a one-year deal, and here he is. And you know what? He's playing his way into getting more than a one-year deal from somebody next year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Spector, our guest, Sportsnet and Sportsnet.ca. Your latest is on Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who I always thought got, kind of stuck in the spot of, he's a first overall pick and wasn't, I guess, a generational player, but he's really been strong for a lot of years, and certainly the last couple as he's been moved to the wing, he's really even taken his game and his offensive game up a notch, and I think he takes a little too much flack. He's pretty good defensively as well. Mm-hmm. Where's his future with the Oilers, and how are they going to work that out, Spec?
Well, that's a good question. I would bet you right now that he'll end up signing a deal at Edmonton. So let's get that on the table. He's Edmonton, like you guys just watched this. They drafted Taylor Hall, and they drafted Nugent Hopkins first overall, and they drafted Nail Yakupov first overall, and they lost and lost and lost and lost. And this is his 10th season here. He's been in the playoffs. If you don't count the qualifying round, which doesn't count, right? Nugent Hopkins has had 1 year in the playoffs in 10 years in Edmonton. So he's slugged it out. He's slowly become, he's gone from being the first line center on a not good team to a first line winger on a pretty good team, and now he's sort of the perfect, he's the winger to the Stars, guys. He plays with McDavid all the time, but if things go sour, they'll put him down with Draisaitl. If somebody gets hurt, they'll move him into center. He kills penalties on a regular basis. He is a huge part of the power play. And again, this is last year, I'll repeat it, that was the best power play they had NHL had seen in 40 years, and it's pretty good again. So he does all these things now, guys. He came in the door as the next second coming, and now you know what he is? He's just a really good player on a whole bunch of different ways, and every team in the league would take him and appreciate him and like him. And you know what? He's also a rare guy who looks like he's pretty happy to live in Edmonton and play in Edmonton. And those guys don't grow in trees, boys. So I suspect they'll find a way to sign him. I think it'll have something to do with term. But I think they'll find a way to keep him here.
Spec, it's going to be a fun one tonight. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Desperate Canucks. Looking forward to watching it.